Ruth Lohman is a composer who also had a successful career as a concert pianist. She studied at McGill University. From 1971 to 1983, she concertized with the two-piano team of Lohman and Wendlin. Ms. Lohman studied composition with Francis Judd Cook and Miklos Schwalb at New England Conservatory and with Witold Lutosławski in England. She is presently a private composition teacher and divides her time between New Mexico and Cambridge, Massachusetts. We'll hear a song from Lohman's CD, Songs of Remembrance, a love poem. The mezzo-soprano is Jane West and the pianist Donald Berman. I'll read you the text. The poet is Charlotte Delbo, an Auschwitz survivor and member of the French Resistance. She died in 1985. I used to call him my young tree. He was as handsome as a pine. The first time I saw him, his skin was so soft. The first time I held him and all the other times, so soft, that thinking of it today is not like feeling one's own mouth. I used to call him my young tree, smooth and straight. When I held him against me, I thought of the wind of a birch or an ash. When he held me in his arms, I no longer thought of anything. How naked is the one who's leaving, naked eyes, naked flesh, of one going to war? How naked is the one who's leaving, naked heart, naked body, of one leaving to die? On the jail's threshold, the morning of separation, the weather is of parting, of loosened arms and lips gone dry. The weather is of clean-washed skies and blooming daffodils. I used to call him month of May lover of childhood days, happy because I let him be my month of May lover, even in December, childlike and tender as we walked, clasped in each other's arms through the forest, always that of our childhood. We had no separate memories. He kissed my fingers. They felt cold. He spoke the words, words uttered by month of May lovers. I alone heard them. One does not heed these words. Why? One listens to the throbbing heart, believing these tender words will sound a lifetime. So many months of May throughout the lifetime of two who love. One month of May, they shot him. I envy those who give their own consenting to the sacrifice. As for me, I rebelled, hardly able to keep from howling in his presence. He needed all his courage, too much for a young man leaving his wife to go on living after him. I did not give him up. Death tore him from my arms, and also this cause stronger than my love. For this cause he had to die. For my love he should have lived. You think it's easy to be a woman and not jealous of another? You can kill her, but an idea can kill you. Unable to die with him, I did not die of it. I wondered for whom did he die? For which one of his friends? Was there a living man deserving of his life he most dearly loved? Gently he returned from whence he disappeared, returned to tell me he died for the past and all the future times. I felt my throat burst. My lips wanted to smile since I was seeing him once more. You cannot understand. You who never listened to the heartbeat of one about to die. I also wept because both of us had believed love was a talisman. It was far worse than losing faith. It was as if I blamed myself for having failed to love him with greater love. My heart dried up from love and pain, from pain and love. Day in, day out, it withered, slain.